move right along. Agenda item 13, our cleanup cases. Okay.
This is our status report for the multiple perchlorate cases we have in our region, and I have to confess that I'm not sure if we were planning a presentation on this one. Okay, we have staff available here to answer any questions that you might have, and we do have at least one card, I believe.
I do have a card from Jim. Is it Ash? Kulft? Kraft, okay.
So I guess, first of all, are there any questions for staff on any of the cases?
Okay. All right. Mr. Ashcraft, would you like to come forward and address the board?
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Just have four quick points here regarding Olin's contamination, perchlorate contamination in the Yaugus Basin. The first one in Olin's latest April 30th monitoring report, they note that their on-site pump and treat system has treated a total of 172 million gallons of water and removed 68 pounds of perchlorate from the basin. As of the same date, I can report to you that the city of Morgan Hill has, at the sole expense of our taxpayers, treated 1.27 billion gallons of water and removed 132 pounds of Olin's perchlorate from our groundwater basin. Morgan Hill ratepayers have spent approximately $3.5 million to date, ensuring that Olin's contamination does not affect our water supply. Second item, as this board knows, the city's tenant well and its perchlorate removal system is directly south of the Olin site. It has been in continuous operation with the permission of the board since October of 2005 and has been removing Olin's perchlorate, measured since the beginning of 2006, at concentrations averaging above 6 parts per billion. While its operation is necessary to supply water to the citizens of Morgan Hill due to perchlorate impacts in other areas of the city's water infrastructure, we believe it has become an indispensable part of the cleanup, although not so designated. Since the operation of this well's perchlorate removal system is removing perchlorate from the basin, we would urge that the board strongly consider making the operation of the tenant well a part of the required remediation to be performed by Olin. We would be happy to meet with Olin and talk about any financial arrangements to ensure that they could pay the bill and not our citizens. Third, in a letter order dated March 29th of 07, your staff conditionally approved Olin's cleanup feasibility report and Area 1 plume control work plan and set 6 parts per billion as the interim groundwater cleanup goal. The same letter order found Olin's proposed cleanup goal of 6 parts per billion inconsistent with the State Board's anti-degradation policy. The City of Morgan Hill continues to recommend that the only appropriate cleanup level, interim or long-term, is zero unless a higher background level can be established. And last, on May 1st of 07, Olin submitted their first quarter 2007 monitoring report and admitted to us what they've known since January in 2007, that the perchlorate concentration in their newest monitoring well, PZ5, in the deep aquifer was found to be 22 parts per billion. PZ5 is 1,500 feet due east from the Olin site and once again disproves Olin's long-held contention that groundwater flow always has been and always will be to the south of their site and that a much larger plume of contamination in the deep aquifer exists northeast of their site. And that is the area of the plume that continues to threaten the City of Morgan Hill wells. Thank you.
Any board questions or comments? None? Gary, nothing? But I'm kind of curious. Is Olin paying the City of Morgan Hill anything towards its own efforts that result in cleanup?
Olin once paid the City of Morgan Hill 4 years ago when we first found out there was perchlorate contamination in our groundwater basin from which we have 100% is groundwater supply. We have no other source of supply. When we first found that out, we had a meeting with Olin regarding the tenant well located right straight across the street from their site. They paid us roughly $800,000 over the course of the next year to drill a replacement well about 2,500 feet northeast of the site. 2 years later, we find, guess what, Olin's perchlorate is not just south of their site, where admittedly their biggest plume is by far to the south, but northeast of the site there's also perchlorate. And so we continue to operate that well. We watch it very closely. Last year, for the first time, it spiked over 4 parts per billion. We do watch it closely. So that's the only funds we receive from Olin. Again, though, we've been operating two wells 24 hours a day during the winter, during the summertime, and one well 24/7 all year long, and that's the tenant well, ensuring that our citizens have a safe water supply. Olin has refused repeatedly to pay for any of that.
But you have filters, obviously, on those wells.
We do. I have removal systems.
What's the cost? Because the filters are really being used as a consequence of the contamination. Is that correct?
Yes.
And how much is that costing Morgan Hill?
I'll be submitting a letter to the board staff today that says, just regarding the tenant well, we have treated 500 million gallons of water. We've removed 60 pounds of perchlorate, and the cost just for the operation of that well is about $300,000. So that is small in relationship to the total of the $3.5 million we've paid. Of the $3.5 million we've paid fighting perchlorate, $1.5 million has been to drill new wells, $1 million has been for legal and technical assistance, and then $1 million to treat the two wells that have the perchlorate removal mm-hmm. systems installed.
Are you going to be taking any of this to court?
There's an ongoing discussion about whether imminent court action will occur.
What, Lori, I'm just kind of curious. Is there much that we can do at all in our capacity where, you know, a discharger, not a beneficial user, is incurring, you know, a cost as a result of a contamination like this?
Well, the board has no jurisdiction okay. to order Olin to pay damages to the city
right.
to pay for any of these back costs that
right.
they would have to seek in court. We also have no jurisdiction to require replacement water unless the well contaminants exceed the 6 parts per billion threshold based on the state board's order of a couple years ago. So we can't order Olin to provide replacement water for those wells or to drill new wells until basically they have to be taken out of service. In terms of making the operation of the municipal well part of the cleanup, mm-hmm. I've heard that proposed in the past for source control. I've never actually seen it happen at a site. I mean, obviously there's some issues about the fact that there's well operation costs that are separate from the wellhead treatment costs and the city charges for the delivery and the service mm-hmm. of the water. So that would all have to be sorted out, but I think before that, staff would have to consider whether this wellhead treatment is really a necessary part of the cleanup or whether the source control that's already happening is adequate for cleanup. I also had a question about the $300,000 cost, whether that was the total cost to operate the well or just the cost to operate the wellhead treatment.
No, that was just the wellhead treatment.
Okay.
You know, we're not reporting the ongoing cost of operating the well. It's just the IX removal system. That number is a little lower because the Santa Clara Valley Water District helped us with the first year of operation. They, in essence, paid for the system. The system was about $170,000. They paid for that, but, of course, some of that payment also came for our taxpayers. But it's just the citizens of Morgan Hill, through our ratepayers, have paid for the other $300,000 of operating at the last 2.5 years.
Dr. Press?
This might be a question for Hector. The staff report is very brief on the characterization and monitoring the northeast areas. Is there some way, or what is your sense of whether the measurements are ever going to be able to determine where that perchlorate came from? I mean, isn't it still Olin's position that they're not responsible for that northeast, or that it's not their perchlorate? Is that still the case, or?
That's still the case, particularly in regards to the city's water supply wells,
yeah.
Which are upgrading of the or northeast of the site location.
So, what can be done to establish yes or no that it's that they have responsibility? I mean, it seems like that's a necessary step that's still unresolved. There's been some data sharing, but
well, actually, if you may recall, in the last several months, we directed Olin to characterize the area immediately northeast of the
right.
The site, and that is what Olin is in fact doing. They have installed an additional well, which is the PZ5 well that Mr. Ashcraft mentioned.
Right.
And based on the results from that well and the other wells near that, Olin will consider or is considering the installation of an additional well as well. So the intent is to characterize the extent of perchlorate in that area and determine whether or not the source is in fact Olin. And it's a phased approach. It's
okay,
very
costly. Okay, so that's ongoing.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Well, we also have the forensic work that Santa Clara Valley Water District is doing, which we're still hopeful that that will shed a lot of light on the source of the perchlorate.
Do we know about when they're going to have that information available?
Towards the end of the year or into next year, is that right?
The earliest, my name's Taya Tryon, I'm technical support on the Olin project. The earliest available that I think we'll see any data is by the end of this year or the beginning of next year.
Are we going to see an overdraft situation?
An overdraft situation?
That would be the only.
Wouldn't it be like an overdraft situation? Would that be the only way, or a hydraulic overdraft to break the, to basically make the perchlorate go uphill?
Well, the gradient in that area is very flat, and historically, apparently, it's been very flat. So that even though, you know, the conventional wisdom is that the overall regional gradient has been to the south, there's some indication that because of pumping patterns, cones of depression, that there's been reversals in those gradients.
Are the two wells at basically the same depth?
Which two wells?
The one in question and the one that they're replacing.
You mean this most recent monitoring well?
Yeah.
Are you referring to PZ5?
Well, they have the wellhead protection on this, on the one well that's to the north and to the east of where the perchlorate was coming from originally, right? So then, are those two wells, are the depth of the two wells about the same, or is one deeper than the other?
Just want to make sure that I'm clear on your question. The recent well that was installed that had a detection of 22 parts per billion, you're asking whether where that sample was collected is at the same depth?
No,
as
he said that they have this, the well that they have the wellhead protection on, that they're pumping now.
Yeah, that's right here. This is the Tennant Avenue well, which is located really close to the Olin site.
All right. But the well in question, he says, isn't that the one that he made reference to? That he said that's the new well that they drilled?
Oh, that would be the replacement well that Olin put in in replacement of the Tennant well.
Okay, I'm fine.
That's
which
this
is the
one.
San Pedro well. What was it, San Pedro or Condit?
Condit.
Yes.
And then that other well, the investigation well, was installed right here.
All right.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I think so.
Any other board questions,
so we'll
comments? So what, is there something we can do to look at whether the ongoing cost of treatment at the Tennant well might be considered part of the cleanup order?
It's up to staff. That's not a legal question. It's a technical question.
Okay.
The one thing I wanted to mention is that Olin has requested the city of Morgan Hill not to pump the Tennant well. And because we've addressed some of the issues in terms of whether operation of the Tennant well is actually pulling the plume down or whether it's a good thing that it's running because it's removing mass. So it's a kind of a, since it's been running for 2 years now, I think it professionally, on a professional judgment level, I think it's better to keep it running to remove mass and prevent more stuff from moving south. But there is that potential that the operation of the Tennant well is actually pulling contamination down from beneath the site.
Well, are you considering making then that effort part of the cleanup order?
It is part of the cleanup order in terms of removing the source.
Okay. Then what about the cost being reimbursable? Is that
the cost being reimbursable to the
source,
city?
The control.
The cost wouldn't be reimbursable. Olin would actually have to take over operation of the well.
I see.
Or at least take over operation of the wellhead treatment.
Part of what the Olin is doing at this point is completing their characterization of the deep aquifer zone. And based on the results of that characterization, one of the things that we hope will come out of that is a recommendation for an additional extraction well closer to the site. So when we get to that point, if that indeed is needed, we will determine whether or not the existing well, the tenant well, will suffice, or whether that should be whether an additional well should be added at that location, or also whether or not it's necessary to stop pumping that well. I mean, it's kind of it helps, but at the same time, it also pulls a plume. So it can serve as a conduit to the deeper aquifer zone. It's really difficult to evaluate exactly whether it's more effective to keep it running or not.
Okay. Thank you both. Any other questions from the board? Oh, Mr. Howsham.
Okay, so we've extracted, they've taken out 61 pounds of perchlorate, plus or minus. Do we have any comprehension or any how many pounds of total perchlorate we're talking about?
That's left in the aquifer?
Yes.
I can't think of a specific number off the top of my head. But
it's
got to
be a lot, I would assume.
It is a lot, and they're still in the process of characterizing exactly how much perchlorate's in the deep aquifer. So we're not sure what the total number is, but there's never, I don't remember ever seeing a total number in terms of pounds.
Do we have a best guess?
I don't have a best guess.
And would you want to know how much perchlorate is in the groundwater or how much has been removed?
No, I just was wondering if there's a way to find out if there's a computation or a comprehensive anyway of seeing how many pounds of perchlorate are involved in the groundwater.
I can get you an estimate by next time, board meeting or sooner.
That would put things more in perspective, what 61 pounds compared to what's actually down there.
You know, it's a difficult question, but we'll do our best to get you an answer.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Mr. Briggs?
One other thing, as you can tell from some of the questions and differences of opinion, this has been a very difficult case. It's been a challenging case, contentious on a number of levels, and I wanted to recognize both Taya and Hector's work on this case. They have been instrumental in terms of being good stewards for the water supply for the folks who have been affected by the discharge through the efforts of the regional board. Replacement water has been available for those folks, and we've been as we've gone through the process of data validation, we've been very conservative as far as monitoring those who are moved off of the replacement water, and we haven't always agreed with Olin. We've spotted some areas that need some correction, and I think we've been very diligent with that. On top of that, we've talked about some of the technical issues, but one of the things that we've been doing, and Taya and Hector in particular, have been very diligent in working with the community that's affected by this spill, and that's through the perchlorate community advisory group, and I think that's been extremely helpful in a case where it certainly has the potential, when you consider thousands of people having their drinking water adversely affected by a chemical that is known to affect the thyroid function. The fact that the community has remained in good communication with us, I think, is a tribute to our coordination with the Percoit Community Advisory Group and to Hector and Taya's continued information exchange with them. I've called this our highest priority case in the region in terms of public health protection, and I don't think there's much question about that. So it certainly has the potential to be a very much more volatile situation than it actually has been. And I think that's a tribute to your communication skills and your ability to deliver complicated technical information to a group in a comprehensive way for the general public. So in light of that, we have a couple of awards here for you. To both Taya and Hector, this is a Superior Accomplishment Team Award presented to you for outstanding job performance over and above normal job expectations, managing and guiding the region's most significant groundwater pollution case. Your exemplary work and dedication is greatly appreciated. We thank you, and may you continue to be a model and example for all. Signed by our chair, and who is this acting executive officer guy, Michael Thomas. And there's also a token cash award that goes along with that. So let me present these to you. Thank you very much.
You know, Roger comes back from sabbatical and all of a sudden he's handing out all this money.
Mr. Chair, I have a couple questions.
Go ahead.
Hector sits down. Hector, I know Olin's always given the information that they don't think all this perchlorate has come from their facilities, that there's another source someplace. Has there been any, I don't know, if the DNA testing of the perchlorate to identify it's the type that they use, or is that a possibility?
That is exactly what the Water District's forensic study is supposed to do. It's the objective is to identify the sources of perchlorate and hopefully identify others if they do in fact exist.
With all the pumping and extraction of the perchlorate from the wells, have we seen any decrease in some of the monitoring wells as far as the levels?
Yes. On-site, as you may recall from our past updates, there's an on-site groundwater remediation system, extraction and reinjection system on-site, and that's targeting the shallow and the intermediate zones. And we've noticed in the last few months that actually those levels have decreased significantly. In fact, they've decreased to the extent that Olin is now rethinking their groundwater treatment system. By rethinking, I mean they're looking into maybe locating the extraction wells off-site at different locations because of the decreased concentrations noted recently. So there has been a significant decrease in concentrations in the shallow and to some extent in the intermediate zone.
Have you been able to discover the end of the plume down the valley?
Well, the Olin characterized the or delineated the extent of the plume as shown on here, and that is the best delineation that we can hope for at this time. It's delineated down to the practical quantitation limit of the analytical method being used, which is 4 parts per billion. So in our professional opinion, this is the plumes are fairly adequately delineated. The only zone where it has not been, delineation is not complete and still ongoing, is the deeper aquifer zone.
And what level is that? How many feet deep is that?
I would say roughly over 300 feet deep. Tam may give you a better range of number.
They say the top of the deep aquifer starts at around 200 and goes down to over 500 feet in some areas.
And how many layers do they have in that
There's three separate aquifers that they have identified, the shallow, intermediate, and deep. And most of the domestic supply wells, or the where most of the water is in the intermediate aquifer.
Okay. Well, thank you for all your work. And if there's anything that we can do, don't hesitate coming forth and get some action.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Let's move on. Thank you.